This is the Brandt and Sherry podcast, sponsored by Metashare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
Hey there, my name is Brandt. Producer Sherry is here as well. If you would like to connect on Twitter, we'd love to do that. I'm at Brandt Hanson. It's BrantHanson. There are other Brandt Hansons.
They are not him.
They're not me. And they say things that I wouldn't have said. So don't hold me responsible.
Right.
I'll be the guy. If you look, there's a, well, I don't know how to describe it. There's a guy with scruffy beard.
That's you.
That's me.
Okay.
I say Brandt Hanson.
Do you have your accordion in that picture?
No. I'm just standing in Africa somewhere. It's just a guy standing there with a scruffy beard.
Okay. Scruffy beard guy.
Scruffy beard guy. Follow him. He will take you to enchanted places. Super Bowl prediction time. The big game, and it's so huge, you guys. It's really, really, really big normally.
Yeah.
And then this is the 50th one, and the hugeness of it is hard to even take in.
Yeah.
It's so huge. So, prediction?
Do I have one?
My producer, yeah. Go ahead and say something.
Cam Newton and the Panthers.
Cam Newton and the Panthers.
Yes, I think they will win.
Okay.
You?
I wasn't thinking of one of those predictions. I was thinking more like, will everybody have fun? And the answer is yes.
Right.
I say the answer is yes. A good time and a good healthy game.
Okay.
And then everybody comes out and plays like good sports people, sportsmen.
That's what you're predicting?
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't predict that.
And then...
But okay.
The cynicism on this program, I frankly object to it. Check this out. I'm going to actually predict the Super Bowl winner and score, but I'm going to do more than usual. It's easy to go on and go, oh, this is going to happen.
Right.
I'm going to actually mime how I think the Super Bowl is going to go down. You ready? I got on full mime regalia, except the only difference, I got the beret, the slightly too tight shirt, the gloves.
Right.
I have the eye black underneath.
I saw that. Yeah. That's what that is.
It's a little nod to Super Bowl 50.
Well done.
Okay.
Here
I'm going
to
mime the game starting right now. How about that?
Wow. Sheer athleticism.
That was, did you see the thing I did where it was like the guy from the Giants making
the catch
over his,
sure.
over his shoulder?
Then I saw you dab on him a little bit.
Yeah,
that was great.
Dab. 26-13 Panthers.
That's
just
what he
like
mimed.
I showed you. Pretty cool. I just mimed the Super Bowl, what I think is going to happen. I made like an Odell Beckham catch and
yes,
stuff.
You
and
did.
Also some jarring tackles that were involved in my miming.
It I was jarred.
Pretty awesome.
Hi, Brandt. This is Cheryl. I was calling with an idea. I was wondering if when you do your mime routine, if Sherry could film it and then put it on Facebook, then we could experience it on the radio and then experience it visually as well as audibly. So I thought it'd be really cool to see how awesome you are.
Yeah, okay.
That's a good request.
Thank you. Problem is a legal issue.
With your miming?
Because there's moves I do that are unique to my miming.
You don't want them stolen.
No, I don't want them stolen. So there's a pending trademark issue.
How do you trademark mime moves?
That's what my lawyers are working on. That's exactly what they said, and they're working on it. So when we get that done, I can go public. Here's a problem my lawyers are having. I've actually only hire lawyers who are mimes. So they're in court arguments. Because you have to make some esoteric legal arguments.
Sure,
and
sure.
And they mime it.
Right, but...
And a lot of times the judges get frustrated.
Yeah, and hold them in contempt, I'm sure.
They have.
Yeah.
And then they do like a little jail routine.
This may never be resolved.
No, it may not. But they mime their little briefcases and everything, and they come into the room, and it's really something.
Would you consider maybe getting lawyers that are not mimes, just for this?
I guess I want them to get a shot.
Okay, right.
I want them to get a
because
shot.
Because where else are they going to
be? Yeah, right. You know, getting angry about stuff is natural. Forgiving people is supernatural. It's that simple. Everybody gets angry about stuff. Toddlers, babies, we all get angry. I was looking at news this morning, and I have to say I saw several items. Then I got a text from a friend about some other news story, and I was just like, starting to broil about things, reminding myself, hey, dude, you wrote a book about this. You have to forgive these people.
Yeah, you painted yourself in a corner with that book.
But I sure did. But I'm convinced more than ever that it's true. Jesus tells us to forgive other people. And my love for others cannot be contingent on them agreeing with me. It can't. Otherwise, it's just me loving me. That's it. It's got to be me being able to love somebody where they are because God did that for us first. Remember, he loved us first. I got to be that way too. It can't be about me manipulating you to be like me and then I'll love you. It can't be. Hey there, my name is Brant. Producer Sherry is here too. Thanks for listening. A lot of great music headed your way this hour. Also, headed your way.
Headed your
such
way.
Such a radio thing to say.
It is. Have you ever said that in any other time?
No, no. Okay. Headed your way. Coming up, we're going to have the hits for you. Piling through the stacks of wax. Going to pull out some records. Some hit songs. Headed your way. So excited. It's going to be fun. It's going to be cool. It is night to shine. I cannot wait to go. It is next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's a prom event. Across the country, they're doing these things. We talked with Tim Tebow about it earlier in the week on the show. It's for people with special needs. I cannot wait. I'm renting a tuxedo. I have taken...
Are you?
Taken the plans. Yeah, I called a formal wear place.
Mm-hmm.
And it costs about the same as it did when I was in high school. And the shoes are like $20 extra.
Right.
And they're not comfortable, but I'm paying it.
Okay. And but you're shining shoes, aren't you?
I want to look good, though, like a valet.
Oh,
like a
okay.
Really
good.
Yeah. Like a lot of times they look all ready.
Yeah.
We want to make it super special for the people that are
absolutely
at the dance.
Right.
So, yeah, I scored a shoe shine gig.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to be bathroom attendant.
But someone took that already.
Somebody took that.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of volunteers. People are very happy to be a part.
Cannot wait. It's going to be fun. It's next weekend. And I'll try to post pictures and stuff and so you can kind of follow along. But this is going to be so neat. Thank you to all the churches and people who have jumped on this. And maybe next year it'll even be bigger. The big upshot to this is how about people who believe in Jesus becoming the go-to place for people who feel like they don't fit in? How wonderful would that be? Super Bowl 50 is this weekend. You probably knew all about that. Big halftime show going down with Coldplay and Beyonce and all that sort of stuff. Just curious though, we've been asking you, like, if they custom tailored it for you, what would the ultimate Super Bowl halftime show be, like, custom for you?
Hi, this is Lauren. I used to work for a couple of arenas in Philadelphia where they would have concerts and Sixers games and Flyers. So I actually saw a lot of concerts, including U2, Pearl Jam, Rolling Stones, Stevie Nicks and John Henley. I saw Billy Joel and Elton John. I saw tons of stuff. Out of all of those, my most favorite show that they ever saw was Michael Flatley, Celtic Tiger. So he's the same guy from Lord of the Dance, and it is one of the most engaging shows that you can ever witness in person.
I heard you giggle a little bit there.
I'm sorry.
Why?
Well, I wasn't expecting Lord of the Dance guy.
He's awesome.
Well, she said, I'm interested in your ideas on this, she said he's better than you too.
Well, she's fibbing about that, but but the other stuff, that guy can tap like crazy. There are certain words, if you say them on a date, I just read this, it's science. There are certain words that if you say, you'll be more likely to get another date, like
okay.
Nice things.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other phrases. I didn't understand this. It costs you a 26% chance of a follow-up date if you say the words on fleek.
Okay.
They're less likely to want to be with you anymore. I thought it was supposed
to be
cool.
Wow, that's abrupt.
Yeah. Like, I guess that's it. I guess I wonder if anybody just gets up and leaves at that point. Like,
what did you say? On fleek? Goodbye.
Goodbye. Okay. Sorry. Welcome to the Honesty Cafe. We're in this awesome diner thing, having some toast and also coffee products. Although, Sherry doesn't like toast or coffee.
I sure don't.
Weird.
So I'm just sitting here with nothing,
huh.
But happy to be in
thanks.
Good company.
Thanks for being here with nothing. And Diana's here too. So here's a question. Think about this too. I'll ask Diana, what are you thankful for that you never thought you would be? Love hearing the answers to this kind of thing. Hey,
I
want
to be honest because I think that's important. Three years ago, there was just a buildup and several inciting incidents to where my husband and I almost split. Like, we were we were almost done. Both of us were on the verge of just giving up and deciding it wasn't worth it anymore. We were in our seventh year, and I'm told that's pretty common time for things to start unraveling. I mean, I was at the point of praying, save me, get me out of this. I'm miserable. I was praying, God, be my escape, help me out of this. He actually helped me out of other situations that were helping me want out, you know, telling me that I deserved differently or that I deserved a different relationship. I decided to stay, and through a series of all sorts of people who love Jesus, brought me back around, and I surrendered myself to the Lord all over again in ways that I never had before. Realized that each of us were expecting another person to complete us. And it was putting so much pressure on our relationship, and we weren't looking to the Lord for anything. I thought I wanted out of the life that I had, and now I couldn't be more grateful. He has blessed me, and it's something I thought I didn't want, but it's more than I ever could have wished for.
For me, for one thing, just kind of tell you, because I was talking with a friend of ours, they have a 12-year-old girl who's super smart, and they just moved, and mm-hmm. she's missing her friends. Mm-hmm. And I was able to tell her, you know, I'm actually thankful that we moved a lot as a kid. We moved a lot.
Okay.
New town, all over the place. And I was able to finally tell her, you know what I'm thankful for, even though it was heartbreaking every time, because now I have a heart for people who are displaced.
Oh, yeah.
I'm attuned to it. Like, they're new in town. Like, I know how that feels. Not gonna
and you invite
that.
Them over, and yeah, I've seen that all the time.
I like that stuff now. And I think it, and I was telling her that because I think she'll be the same way. Like, I just don't remember how this feels. Yes, it hurts. And you want to be, more than knowing other people, you want to be known.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want somebody to know who you are, what you love, what you find funny, all that stuff. But there's a time, there's a period there where you don't have that. Remember how that feels, and that'll help you get to know other people later. I observe humans. Yes, technically I am one, but I don't feel like it all the time. And I've observed something about you humans. Not everybody, but the vast majority of humans that I've observed don't really know how to enjoy themselves.
Hmm.
Like, just can't do it. Everybody's trying to be cool, make an impression on other people. When you're a kid, you get it.
That's true.
And then suddenly it's, what does everybody else think about me? For some people, that phase continues until they die. At age 85, I kind of like to get back to the kid thing at some point. I would recommend it. I do know people who are like that. Sherry, I would say you're one of them.
Well, you can enjoy
yourself. The very fact that people are like, oh, I know how to enjoy myself. I just need me some alcohol. Or
right.
Like, that proves my point.
That's true. Very true.
Like, once your inhibitions, well, what's inhibiting you?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be something to do with other people and not being comfortable with yourself. There's something about being a kid. Here's the trick, though. There's a price to pay for being like a child, and that is humility. And once humility gets in the barn, you'll have to let God in because you can't be king anymore. And then he makes you like a child, and things don't matter so much anymore, and you realize not everything rides on everything I do every day. I can actually laugh about stuff and have a little bit more lightness of spirit. And if you knew me, you'd be like, man, that's amazing. That guy's saying that. If that guy can say that, that's amazing. It has to be God, because that's not my natural bent. And yet I do think there's a joy that I notice with some friends of mine who know who God is. There's an extra glint of joy and childlikeness that comes with knowing him and being able to rest on him like a kid. We were just talking about being like a kid, being childlike. And Sherry was just telling me about the call. I don't remember this, but what did he say?
It was an email. He said he
appreciates... To the show?
Yes.
Okay.
He appreciates what we're trying to do, but it's too silly. It's just too silly.
Just too silly.
It is. And I emailed him back, and I said, I told him thank you for your opinion, and I said, but you have to realize it's not silly. It's actually supernatural, because the guy I work with takes everything too seriously, and he suffers from depression. So if you listen and you hear laughter and you hear fun and joy,
that would be God.
That's actually God. Yeah, that's supernatural.
You know, that's funny, because silly used to me, if you do a linguistic study of it, in the original Germanic language, it means innocent. That's what the word silly means. It's only been, it's our culture that would do something like that and take innocent mm-hmm. into frivolous.
Man, that's so true.
I think innocent is way better than frivolous. Innocent is awesome. But yeah, we may be too silly, and if that's okay. I mean, I hope it is.
I think it is.
But you know what? Even if it's not, we're going to survive. Like, even if they give us the old boot off the radio, like the FCC,
it's
too
like
silly,
enough.
Stamp, too silly, goodbye.
We'll be fine.
We're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that just makes us sillier. So checkmate, FCC. We have some frequently asked questions about MediShare, our sponsor, so I thought I'd go through these. Getting a lot, just inundated with emails and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Can puppets participate in MediShare mm-hmm. plans? This is from Lloyd in Pennsylvania. sadly, no.
Brant.
No.
And oh, my goodness.
I love the MediShare people. That's one area I would say...
Well,
we have a little tension.
I think some people would have a problem sharing the medical bills because it's share. It's believers coming together to share each other's medical.
Okay.
To share for a puppet is interesting.
Not a believer. Yeah. That brings up an interesting raft of questions.
The things that I've seen, I'm not sure.
that's totally works-based. Wow. Anyway, another question. Again, just reading the emails here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Brant. You're totally awesome. We know you're totally ripped, too,
oh,
with muscles.
Goodness.
But my question is this. Are there certain windows of time to sign up for MediShare, or could I do it right now? Actually, you can do it anytime, right?
Right, yes.
You can go to biblicalhealthcare.com.
Yep, sign up anytime. It's a great thing.
Question for Sherry.
Okay.
Hey, Sherry, I think Brant is awesome, but
okay.
A question about MediShare. What number do I call to get more information?
You
wow,
totally
you.
Made these questions up.
Thank
I really
you.
Thought we were
that
doing
really
something.
Sweet. That's
okay.
So sweet.
855-772-5699.
Brant, I love it when you do the show by yourself, but here's my question. Look, I can't, you guys.
That's actually from me.
Man. oh, that is a sick burn. Like, wow. Doggone it. I had this whole thing. I was winning. And then I lost.
Talk on it.
Something you can learn from Pixar. I thought this was so interesting. You know, the people who make Toy Story and all those movies, they're just incredible at it. Fantastic writers. They did something. I think this has relevance for everybody. I know we all like to look good or want to look good or we care about the clothes we wear and how our hair looks. No, that's fine. It really is. But they did something when they first started their company. And they had to launch a movie, but it wasn't finished. And they had to premiere it just for some insider people to say, hey, here's what we're doing. And they were mortified because it went from color to black and white. And it went from full animation to like polygons and bare bones.
There were some mistakes in there. Yeah.
So they're like, what have we done? You know, this is going to be horrible. And the people saw it and nobody said anything about the fact that it suddenly looked horrible because the story was so good. And the guy who runs Pixar said, we've learned that over and over. It didn't matter how it looks. The visual polish didn't matter. It's how we made people feel. Like, man, that's interesting. And I suppose that goes beyond art. Like, for us, as much as I can spend time if I want someday, if like, no, I need to look good. Well, it's about how you make people feel. And, you know, if you look great, that's awesome, but it can actually make people feel small. Mm. If you love people, regardless... They're attracted to that. There's something about that love. Like it's unconditional, and people are yearning for that. So epic. So awesome. We don't just do, like, ask you a question, and if you get it right, you win a bumper sticker or whatever. There's so much more at stake. The fate of an entire planet. We have a listener answer a question. We're looking at a giant planet on a huge high-def monitor here on a spaceship. I'm sitting in the captain's chair with the electronics and the armrests and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, Sherry's down there. She's navigating. And this planet will blow up if you miss the question in front of our eyes. All the aliens will perish.
Mm.
That's pressure.
Yeah, it is.
And it's on Taryn. You ready for this?
I am all for that.
Sweet. Because it's a lot of pressure.
I was hoping you would ask me to, actually.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
So you just want this. You want, you know, whether this planet blows up or not, you want it on you. You're like a clutch player. You want the ball with 10 seconds left.
Yes.
Here we go. Here's the question. It actually has to do with the Super Bowl. A percentage of women that say they enjoy the Super Bowl. They asked women, do you enjoy the Super Bowl? Was it 25% okay. said yes, 50 or 75 say, I enjoy the Super Bowl? 25, 50 or 75% of women. What do you say?
Native plant. You know what? I feel like it would be more than I think. So I would say 75.
Almost 75. The actual answer is...
Unless... Unless. Now I'm nervous.
That last little vacillating there. Okay.
The last word the aliens heard was the word unless. Because it's 25%.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's it?
I know.
Yeah.
So surprised.
That is so disappointing.
Yeah. It is for many reasons.
For so many. Yeah. You think you're disappointed. 25% does seem low. You enjoy it?
I do. Yes. I do. Our church is doing like a Super Bowl viewing party.
Oh, good.
And our team isn't even in it.
That's
so
awesome.
I mean, we're still going to celebrate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. I know nothing about football, but it's still exciting.
And Cherry, would you say you enjoy the Super Bowl?
If my team's not in it, no, I don't enjoy it. I mean, I'll watch it for our job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
yeah. But other than that, no, I don't care.
So I'm just
sorry.
Did a survey, Taryn, and mine turned out to be 50%. Do you enjoy the Super Bowl?
Well, that depends what part you're talking about.
Well, is there a part you enjoy?
Sometimes I like commercials. I was kind of underwhelmed with it last year.
Mm-hmm.
I know a few of the main talked about characters. I care about Peyton Manning. I like, I like the players. It's more like a drama. I like who they are, and I don't really care who wins.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. appreciate them as people, though. This is
the
yeah,
core of yeah. humanity.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like about like some of the characters.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brad and Cherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.